I'm not waiting for the fucking money. Good afternoon, gamblers. This is Bro Bets, a show by degenerates for degenerates. This is the number one gambling show on the internet, according to podcast reviews. But yeah. Continue to subscribe, rate, and review. Leave those 5-star reviews. Money. I am joined today by a crew of misfits.
Gorms,
Gorms, Raldzi, and Todd.
Todd, father.
Are in a meeting, a very important meeting,
mm-hmm.
that us assholes didn't have to be in. I am joined by Tony Diggs, myself. What's your name? Gumpy.
There it is.
Gumpy.
At Gumpsox10.
At Gumpsox10. Ty Schmidt.
Yeah, first time, long time. Glad to be here.
Let's go.
Connor Campbell.
Hey, how are you?
And Gator McComas on the board.
There it is, Gator.
Let's look at last night's cup of coffee a day parlay, per usual.
It was a tough one.
Raldzi and some other people gave us a W with the Bruins in a wild fashion. Yeah. They scored 2 goals within 30 seconds cover that W. The Islanders squeaked out of dubs. Lightning got fucking blown out with a loss. Buffalo lost in overtime with a loss. Gorms gave us the Bucks easy cover over the Pacers. Everyone in the room, I believe, gave the Blazers in probably the NBA game of the night. There was only 2 of them, but that was a fucking good game.
That was a great game.
Did you see that rule last night?
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
On Nurkic?
Yeah. I never heard of that
Nurkic
before.
So Nurkic gets tossed.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he was going to the free throw line. So since he was out of the game, OKC got to pick who got to shoot the free throws. They pulled off some fucking bum off the bench.
Hilarious.
Who doesn't have one free throw all season long. Looks like he's never handled a basketball in his entire life.
That is awesome. His third game of the year.
Dude, it was fucking hysterical. So he obviously missed. He fucking missed. He choked, obviously.
That's uncalled.
But then he had a solid second purpose missed.
Yeah.
And OKC fouled on like the rebound.
There you go.
I can't remember who it was, but he hit both free throws. They went to overtime. But then OKC. Paul George is just fucking very good.
He's very, very good.
He might win player of the year, defense player of the year, and potentially of hearing most improved player of the year, which is weird for him. He's been in the league for like 20 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him most improved, but he is up for every other award, like you said.
Connor, Jacksonville State, they were down by 10 at half, almost covered.
It was close. I knew they were going to be down by 10 at half, too. I should have said that.
Todd had an easy cover with Indiana.
Yeah,
they blew him out.
And then I did 4 over-under first period bets, went 3-1. The one that I gave for the cup of coffee a day parlay was the only one to lose. It was Penn's Blue Jackets, who they scored 90 seconds in, didn't have another goal for the rest of the period, had 2 off the post.
I saw that. That
was just a bad beat. Let's get into our picks today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start NHL.
Okay, yeah.
Since Raulzy's not here, but he did give me his picks, and I agree with the first one. Minnesota, money line against Florida. Florida, devastating loss last night. To Boston in Boston. They're going to fly back to Florida, play Minnesota, who just dominated Tampa last night in Tampa. So I'm taking Florida's got, there's no way they win tonight after that loss.
No way they win.
No, that's a classic cement in your skate scenario.
Yeah. And they like basically sealed them out of the playoffs too. So they got nothing to fucking play for.
They'll mail it in.
So we're all in Minnesota. I agree with that. Washington Capitals.
Uh huh.
Winnipeg Jets. Okay. And the Montreal Canadiens.
Canadian.
What do you got?
Do you have anything on fucking hockey, or are you
strictly soccer? You guys,
love
you
it.
Got hockey, basketball. That's you guys, man. I'm just got the footy.
Do any of you guys have any fucking NHL?
Nah, I got no NHL. I got
fucked
basketball.
NHL. That's hockey talk.
If the Las Vegas Golden Knights are available, I don't know who they're playing. I don't know what the line is. Go take them. They're the hottest team in the league right now.
I don't
now.
Believe they play. Let's get into basketball. What do you want to do first? NBA or college?
You know, I'll start off with college because I got a couple.
It's March Madness. Let's go college first.
Let's go college first. I took this yesterday. This was a noon game for me yesterday.
Okay.
Radford. The Radford, whatever their name is. The Radfords. Yeah. They're unbelievable right now. They covered 4.5 yesterday, and I got them at -2 tonight at 6:30 against Charleston Southern. Don't know about Charleston Southern, but I know they're no Radford. So let's go Radford -2.
You literally just throwing fucking darts at the wall.
No. Radford I've been watching for quite some time.
No, you have not.
I bet on the college games that aren't on TV, okay? I'm not your mainstream.
But you've been watching
Kentucky Duke.
What part of the country is Radford from?
The Radford part. you know that. Come on.
Todd had Virginia Tech -9.5 against Miami tonight. I just wanted to throw that in there. I also have Virginia Tech minus 9.5 against Miami. Miami stinks.
There we go, yeah.
Just go against, I like betting against bad teams.
I think Buzz Williams is kind of a bum, though. Virginia Tech down the stretch, they tend to crumble. And I feel like we're right in like the meat of the, I mean, I guess either you're going to get blown out or it's going to come down to the last possession.
Shot, yeah. It's a must win for Virginia Tech, though. They just lost to Florida State.
That's true.
They need to win this game.
Yeah, but like also, like even if they lose, they still have the fucking tournament. It's always like,
yeah.
But Miami has nothing to play for.
Like you said, you want to get hot in March. You don't want to get hot in January, you know?
Do you have any other NCAA picks? Connor, just Radford.
Just Radford
tonight. Ty Schmidt, what do you got?
Yeah, so I'm a big Ivy League player today.
I know you are.
Okay, mm-hmm.
You were accepted into the Ivy League, decided not to go there.
Correct, yep. Harvard, though, very good basketball team.
Great basketball
team. Very good basketball great offense. Team. Despite that, you know, they're never really that good. No, I feel like, but they're always at the top of the Ivy.
Yeah, they've been Princeton.
Exactly. Cornell, you know, but I'm assuming just a bunch of like 6'3 white guys. Haven't seen any of their tape this year.
A bunch of fucking Andes.
Yeah, huge. Exactly.
A bunch of Andy Bernards.
Exactly. So I'm taking Harvard, -5.5.
Okay.
I also like the under in that game, under 136.
Love that.
Under 136.5, excuse me.
A lot of motion offense, a lot of running the clock
exactly.
out. Smart play.
A lot of pick and roll. Yep. You know, we're holding the ball until about... You know, 33 seconds
it's
of that
smart
shot
play
clock.
In the Ivy League.
Unless one of these teams comes out and is just unconscious and makes like 18 threes, which
probably
Harvard
not.
Does shoot a lot of threes, but.
White guys.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking at a 52 to 57 game.
Yep.
Love that.
Lock it.
That's an easy cover.
Easy.
That's an easy under.
And then I also like St. Joe's.
Oh.
Oh, fuck St. Joe's.
Hey, you know what? Okay, Phil Martelli's a hell of a basketball coach.
Martelli.
All right. 7 NCAA tournaments, 21 NIT appearances. That's not right, but that is they're always in postseason contention. They just, I mean, they're from Philly, you know. They're gritty. They're hard
nosed. After they had that like Final Four team,
yeah, they had Jameer Nelson and Delonte West at the same time, and then they left, and didn't really hear about them for the next 10, 15 years.
Well, they're +12 against fucking, who are they playing tonight?
They have VCU. And VCU is tough,
but they're not the VCU of past.
They're not the Shaka Smart VCU.
They're not Shaka Smart VCU.
Exactly. They'll still press and everything, but I don't know. I feel 12 points in college basketball is like 30 in the NBA.
Correct.
So,
a shit ton.
So I'm taking the points.
Smart play.
Give me St. Joe's.
Hey, that's just smart gambling. I, in college, my last pick, I'm going to the Maryland Terrapins.
Ooh, go Terps.
They are much better at home, and Minnesota is much worse on the road. Mm-hmm. You get those Golden Gophers on the road, they just ain't the same team.
Yeah,
they aren't.
Dick Pitino Jr. can't catch anywhere, you know, but in the barn. So I like that.
It's true.
So I'm going Maryland. I believe they're -7 right now.
Okay.
Check, find your best price. That's it for the Hoops picks tonight. We're going to go to our European correspondent over to C's Gumpy. Is it strictly
little footy, all EPL?
Okay. Here we go.
Here's the lock guarantee: Crystal Palace at home -128 against Brighton.
Fucking beauty! They put it in the mixer like no one else.
Palace has beaten City at home already this year. They got Batshuayi on loan from Chelsea right now. Zaha up and down the line. Even over 2.5 goals at +120 is worth a look as well.
I love Crystal. Did you see, by the way, Tottenham's new fucking stadium?
No, I didn't.
Is it actually ready?
I saw it on the Twitter machine this morning. It looks ready to me. It looks fucking gorgeous, by the way. They were just playing the Champions League song on repeat, the Heineken Champions League song on repeat in the stadium. It looks fucking awesome, dude. So maybe something to think about this weekend.
Two years they've been waiting for.
I know.
And now we have my parlay. 4 games.
What is it? Plus what?
3 away teams to win.
Okay.
And we have Everton.
Come on, Connor. Jesus Christ. You're fucking
Mickey
Mouse fucking Starbucks.
I'm new to the coffee game.
You are young.
I'm new.
We have Everton +167 at Newcastle.
There it is.
Everton had a big win, and they tied Liverpool last week in the Merseyside Derby. They've been playing better.
Plus Clint Dempsey.
No, Fulham guy. Tim Howard.
He's there in spirit.
Tim Howard, Everton guy.
There it is. Tim Howard, Everton legend.
Come on, dude. Don't tread on me.
Also have Bournemouth away to Huddersfield.
Oh, love that one.
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth +123.
Okay.
And the last one, West Ham at Cardiff, plus 110.
I'm West Ham till I die. I'm West Ham till I die.
Blowing
I know
bubbles.
I am. I think I am. I'm West Ham
pretty
till I die.
Bubbles in the air.
They fly so high. They barely touch the sky.
And like my dreams, they fade and die.
I could.
Yeah,
keep
I know.
Going.
I could finish it.
Fortune's always hiding. Hey, rest in peace, Petey Dunne.
Yep.
And then the fourth pick of that.
You're not going with Crystal for the fourth?
No, Crystal's the
lock,
guaranteed on its own.
Think about the over.
This is the risky parlay. Take Watford plus 900.
Wow.
Sorry, plus 685.
That's a lot.
To tie at Manchester City.
Oh, the old draw.
Wow.
That might be my Liverpool fandom speaking out. But Watford has been playing well, and I think City's been sneaking out these 1-0 games, just one goal somehow. They haven't been playing well. I think Watford just...
Do you like any future odds for Liverpool to come back and win the EPL over City?
We haven't been playing well either. I really try and stay away from betting on my teams.
It's smart.
There's too much involved
Connor.
Already.
I never do that.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
I got burned pretty good last night doing that. So,
okay. So,
Iowa.
Yeah.
Here we go. Iowa did not have
a
hey, Tony.
Got fucking hammered.
Real quick, too. NBA, Jazz minus 4.5 at Memphis.
Oh, did we not do NBA?
Nuggets, Warriors over 235. No, we just did. Nuggets, Warriors over 235. Jazz minus 4.5.
Oh, fuck. I did forget NBA. I'm going Charlotte because the Wizards fucking stink on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then Golden State, they just got fucking trounced, embarrassed. Called out.
Yep.
They come home. They're playing the number 2 team in the West. Minus 6. I think they're going to win by 25.
Okay.
At least. I think it's a bad spot.
It's a big game for Denver.
Yeah.
It's a big game for Denver. This is going to really show.
They just played the Lakers. So, not every game's going to be the Lakers, boys.
Yeah.
I think they get fucking trounced tonight. And I think that's it. I think that's our pick. So, our cup of coffee a day parlay. Golden State Warriors, minus 6.5. Toronto Raptors, that came from Todd, by the way, minus 8.
Who's that against?
The Raptors are playing New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
In Toronto?
I don't know where it's at. I
believe it's in New Orleans.
But I don't know if AD's playing or not because of that whole fucking dumbass situation.
Mm-hmm. Think about the over there.
Hornets, minus 4.5 because I said Wizards stink on the road. Mm-hmm. Maryland, minus 7. Utah Jazz, minus 5. Whose pick was that?
That
was
me.
You.
Jazz it up, 4.5.
The total in that game, over 236 for Denver and Golden State.
Yep.
That was you, Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Radford, minus 3.
Yeah. The Radford Rads!
For no reason at all. Ty, Harvard, minus 5.5. Mm-hmm. And the under 130. Oh, actually, we're going to get rid of... Are we getting rid of St. Joe's?
Yeah, we're going to get rid of St. Joe's.
Yeah!
Connor's
fuck
fucking
Joe's.
Bitching and pouting about
Joe's?
It.
I don't know, really. Just,
and Gumpy, Crystal Palace, minus 130 to win. That gives us $5.
Oh!
Biggest one yet. 5 to win 2,900.
Come on! Free money!
That's a sexy little cup of day. Coffee day parlay. Good to the weekend. As always, good luck.
Good luck.
All your bets. If you're trailing us, even more good luck. You're an idiot. Have a good weekend.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.